This is Catherine Giraudot with PodTech.net. I'm here with Linda Siminski, who's the Senior Director of Programming at PBS Kids. I wanted to ask you more about content and media delivery platform convergence and what that means for kids programming.
Sure. Catherine, what we're thinking about now is how a show used to just be the show, what you saw on the air. And now what you're starting to see are shows that are being developed so that there's the show, there's the website, there's the downloads, there's what you can watch on your cell phone. So a show is no longer just the show that's on TV. It's just thought of as content or the property, and then there are all these different ways that you watch the show. So it's changing a lot of things. It's changing the way you think about the development of a show, in that you're thinking about it for all these different platforms. You're thinking about how a show could work modularly, so it's not just the half-hour show, but what could you show in little 1 to 3 minute bursts? What are the interactive things that you can do on the web that are related to this show? So it's changing the way you develop a show in terms of just, you're no longer thinking of it as just the thing you watch.
Yeah, you had mentioned that in relation to branding, and I was curious about that because obviously other kinds of media devices are great for branding, but how is it really content that's going on these other devices, or is it mostly branding? And what about the appropriateness of giving that much branding to children who can't really tell the difference?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and what it is that content and branding become the same thing. I mean, I think really, I think programming is branding. When you think about it, what creates the brand more than programming? So what kids are getting they're getting the programming, and it's functioning as the branding. I think the networks have really jumped on this idea that, you know, you can be in a kid's life not just on the TV screen, but on the computer screen, on the cell phone screen, and the other kinds of handhelds. I think what everyone's saying is they want to be relevant to kids wherever kids are using media, 24/7. That's the mantra. You hear that from every single network and every single channel out there. That's all they're thinking about, is how to be everywhere all the time. And, you know, you do have to question, well, what are the unintended consequences of that? Well, at PBS, we're thinking of it in terms of, you know, how can you give learning moments to kids that are going to be using this stuff anyway? If they're going to be using a handheld, or if they're going to be using their mom's cell phone to watch things, how can you make it a learning moment versus just, you know, a viewing moment? And so that's what we're thinking about, is, you know, how can it be a positive experience? You know, I think it's too late to say, no, let's not have access to media through these other things. I think it's to say, how can we make this a positive experience that parents will be okay with and that kids will learn from, but that'll still be fun and appealing?
Right. Although you had mentioned that some parents want to hand a cell phone to their child in the supermarket with a show they can watch so that they don't, as you said, ask for gum.
Right. I think there is that. I think there is the distraction. You know, I think of that as the DVD in the car, the cell phone in the store. You know, I think it is it's a way to keep kids from being bored in some ways. And I can argue the positives or the negatives of that. You know, you could take a side and I could take a side and we could swap. But frankly, I think that there are more upsides to it if what the kids are watching is positive. If they're learning from it, then, you know, it's a good experience. You know, I think there is, I do question, you know, how much is too much? When does it go from being a good distraction to an obsession? I think those are things we're going to have to figure out over the next couple of years as this becomes more prevalent.
Or is that the role of PBS or the networks, or is that the role of parents?
Well, I think it's mainly the role of parents. You know, our role is to be there and to offer you good quality distractions. And you as a parent need to figure out, well, okay, how much is too much? And it's a little bit like television. It's always there for you, and your parents determine, you know, what your connection to it is, and you determine if you like it or not.
Right. You had also talked about the networks. You'd sort of characterized it as they're looking at this media convergence and wireless explosion and kind of waiting to see what sticks. I'm curious if there's any more proactive approach to children's programming that's specific to various media devices. In other words, what you produce for a website is not necessarily going to be the same content that you produce for a TV show or for use on some sort of portable handheld device.
That is true. That is true. And as far as, I mean, we're not technology people for the most part, so we can't invent what the next handheld is. You know, we can't figure out what it is. It's our job to look at all the options out there and decide which ones mesh the best with the programming that we're making and which ones feel like, you know, they're a positive addition to kids' lives. So we are looking at it in that way. We can be proactive in that respect. And then we can be proactive in terms of what we develop that goes onto these different sorts of handhelds. You know, we can make sure that we're doing the right things, that we're taking the right things from the shows, that we're not just running blooper reels, but that we're running, you know, sort of, that we've got a plan, an arc, essentially, of, you know, what a kid will get from all of the things that we're offering. So that, you know, it will be a positive experience in viewing. And if you were to, you know, have a particular kind of handheld and download something every day for it, you know, maybe at the end of that you would know the whole alphabet, or you'd have, you know, something that was a positive addition to kids' lives. So, you know, just at PBS, the same way that we try to figure out how to make television a positive learning experience for kids that they'll really enjoy, we're going to look at all these other things the same way. And I think that's the way every network will approach these different platforms, is the same way that they approach television.
Mm-hmm. If you could design any media device for delivery of children's content, what would it be? Or what would you want? Like, is there a device that doesn't exist that you wish you could?
It would be an awful lot like a very inexpensive iPod. maybe slightly bigger screen. And maybe a way, maybe a way to be interactive with it. You know, I would want something that you could download that had the, you know, the viewing pleasure of TV, the interactivity of the website along with the TV, and just the sheer beauty of use of an iPod. You know, that's what I would do. And I'm sure the people at Apple are coming up with one as we speak, so I'm not worried about that. I think they're going to be...
Let them know PBS wants one.
Right. I think it'll be great when these things... I mean, because it's a lot like those toys that we have now that, you know, are sort of digital, and they just play one game, but they're like speak and spell type things. But, you know, it'll be with a screen and interactivity and all of that. You know, I think there's some great opportunities. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. And the last question I wanted to ask you is, can you tell me a little bit about Word Girl?
Word Girl. Well, it's new and it hasn't been announced yet. So what you're going to hear is pretty basic information. Word Girl is a superhero. She gets out of jams because she has such a great command of the of vocabulary. And it's also probably one of the funniest shows I've ever worked on in all the jobs I've had. It's created by a woman named Dorothea Gillum at Soup to Nuts, which is a studio up in Massachusetts. They did Dr. Katz, they did Home Movies, they do O'Grady. And it's a thrill to be working with them because they're so funny. And she created this show, and it's one of the most educational and funniest shows I've seen. And it's, for me, it's been excellent proof that you can make something that's hilariously funny, entertaining, and educational. She's a girl, so she's, you know, a great girl role model. She is going to premiere on PBS in the form of 2-minute interstitials in the show Maya and Miguel, and as 1-minute pieces that will run between shows in PBS Kids, and she'll have a huge web presence, and I think she'll be one of our first sort of multi-platform characters as we roll her out, and I'm really excited about the show.
And when can we watch for Word Girl?
Probably you'll start to see interstitials over the summer and in the fall, and the website probably around the same time. I don't remember the exact date, but you'll hopefully someday there'll be a Word Girl series that you'll be able to watch in 07, and fingers crossed, she'll make vocabulary very cool.
Great. Well, we'll be looking out for her.
And great.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much for being on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Catherine.
I've been talking with Linda Saminsky, who's Senior Director of Programming for PBS Kids. Mm-hmm.